farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we hear about the International Year of Soils. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
2015 is being observed by the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, as the Year of Soils. The International Year of Soils 2015 aims to increase awareness and understanding of the importance of soil for food security and essential ecosystems. Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyer says Jamaica will join the international community in observing 2015 as the Year of Soils.
Healthy soil forms part of a much broader linkage to foreign exchange earnings and the creation of employment, all of which are significant contributors to the gross domestic product.
Minister Kellyer says having a healthy and fertile soil is critical to the performance of the agricultural sector in meeting its targets for national development.
Of the more than 150 different soil types in Jamaica, some 75 are classified as major soils suitable for agriculture. Our latest research indicates that only 25% of the 271,600 hectares of the island's land is classified as arable land. And this serves to indicate just how valuable and precious our soil resources are.
The agriculture minister says the AgriPart development program geared towards national food security is dependent on healthy soils.
One of the main criteria in selecting the location and determining the level of expansion of the AgriParks program is to establish farms with good soil health. This in turn helps to determine the feasibility of crop production for local and export markets.
Several activities will be held throughout the year to commemorate the International Year of Soils. The activities will target various stakeholders, including farmers, students, policymakers, and civil society.
Some of these activities include conducting soil analysis in the AgriParks, Onion Project, and other research activities to assess the status of soil health in various locations by the Soil Health Technical Working Group, reviewing and updating soils policy for Jamaica, and a draft document has been prepared.
Other activities will include a poster design and jingle competition for high school students, the provision of technical assistance to the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, and other schools, the adoption of the school garden at Mona Primary, and a seminar on the status of soils in Jamaica on World Soils Day, December 5. The ministry will also seek to enhance public awareness by sharing information via video presentations and group discussions on the importance of soils to various target audiences, including farmers and 4-H groups. And now for our proverb of the day.
Farm foliage size, common foliage taste.
And this means, the largest quantity does not guarantee the best quality. Good things come in small packages.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.